We read these words of God from the fifth chapter of the Epistle to the Romans, the first two verses. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. These are the words. In Jesus' name, dear Reformation celebrants, on a distant planet far from Earth, a little girl has found a scrap of paper, on it some strange writing. She shows it to her father, who recognizes that this is part of a much larger work, and he sets about finding someone who can translate those words and discover where it comes from. Thus is set in motion a series of happenings that will eventually summon to that planet Christian missionaries from Earth. Because the words on that scrap of paper are from the Bible. In fact, they're from the Epistle to the Romans. In fact, they are the very words before us this morning. Now, how that paper scrap got there, or how they learned of its origin from Earth, and how they summoned missionaries, all that I leave to your imagination, because this is science fiction. But it is a plot that emerged back in 2013 from a group discussion sponsored by the Christ in Media Institute here at Bethany Lutheran College about how to write a Christian science fiction film. There's no question that this sentence before us this morning is powerful enough to build a story around. I will assert this morning that this sentence is powerful enough to build a life around. The apostle, before these words appear, has in the previous chapter concluded his proof from Scripture that we are set right with God, that is, we are justified, not by anything that we do, not by works, but we are justified simply by believing what God has done for us. We are, he has shown, justified by faith. And now, when we come to this sentence, he fairly bursts forth with the triumph of that fact. Justified, he says. His own word order here, as he wrote it, is a bit Yoda-ish, perhaps, but this is what he says. Justified we are by faith. Therefore, and now what? Why, everything changes. Our entire lives are different now. Our lives are to be built around this fact that, first of all, we have peace with God. What a change. What a change that is. When we were under the curse of sin, it would be impossible for us to have peace with God. We were the enemies of God, whom we so often offended by all those wrong things that we do. As a just judge, God had to condemn us. As a caring father, God loved us. And by his act of justifying us, he changed our status, he removed our sin. And with sin gone, peace is possible. Our state of enmity has become a state of reconciliation. When we hear that peace proclaimed, it invites our faith. It invites us to believe it. No, in fact, it causes us to believe it. And when we believe it, we have it. We are justified by faith. Responsible for this profound change in our relationship with God, we have this peace of God, we read, through our Lord Jesus Christ. We owe it all to Jesus, to his atoning sacrifice, paying on the cross the punishment price for all of our sins. And we owe it to the righteousness of his holy life, which God now credits to us. That ugly thought that you had this morning, do you remember it? God doesn't, because he placed that thought on Jesus, who took it to the cross with him. He paid for it there. And that unkind word that you spoke, that went on Jesus too. And those things that we do, that we did, that make us so ashamed, Jesus took all those things onto the cross with him, and he paid for them there in full. They are gone. And then those wonderful things that Jesus did during his life on this earth, the way he loved his Father, when we are so often cold and indifferent toward God, God looks at us as if we did what Jesus did. And the way he gave of himself fully to help other people, while we are so often self-centered, God looks at us as if we did what Jesus did. And since because of Jesus our sins are gone and his goodness is made ours, this leaves us in peace with God, a peace to build our lives around. Of our baptism, when the pastor dismisses us from the altar with the peace of God that passes all understanding, up until the time of our death, when we say with Simeon at life's end, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace," we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But there's an also in this sentence. Justified by faith, we have not only peace with God, but we have access to grace, that undeserved favor of God. We were not born into grace. But now Paul says, because God has justified us, he invites us, he brings us into his grace, and we stand in it, firm and safe all our lives long. Between the baptism I just referred to and the departing of this life I just referred to, God gives us this privilege, which was stated by the writer to the Hebrews. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Life of peace with God, a life of access to the power of God's wonderful grace in every need, isn't that a life of rejoicing? And St. Paul says here, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. No, the word rejoice here is too weak a translation. The word Paul uses here has a public aspect to it. We are to do this loudly. Use the word triumph, as in a parade of victory with people watching it. We are to show it off. No, we don't show off ourselves, but we show off our hope of God's glory. All our lives should make plain to anyone watching, anyone looking, that we are justified by faith in Jesus Christ, that we have peace with God, that we have access to his grace, and that we look forward to the hope of God's glory. This is indeed a sentence we can build, no. Rather, this is a sentence that God has built our lives around. Could a sentence on a scrap of paper be enough to bring the people on that distant planet to a saving faith in Jesus? Well, it was, after all, only a scrap of knowledge about God's power to save that made Rahab of Jericho a hero of faith, as was confirmed in the list in Hebrews chapter 11. Martin Luther, whose courage and dedication to God's word we observe and honor again these days, Martin Luther's life was built around all of Scripture. But if there was one sentence to sum up his life, it could be this one. The same can be said of many, no, I pray. It could be said of all those listening to this message this morning, that God has built our lives around this proclamation, that since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice, we triumph in the hope of the glory of God. Thanks be to God.